This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Stores this Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are $12, $14, and $16. Children under 12 can get in for $10. This event kicks off the holiday season for the Decatur community. For more info, check out nowdecatur.com. The Milliken Homestead will hold a Christmas open house on Sunday from 12:30 to 4:30. The Homestead History Room will feature some antique ornaments, while the outside is lit up and decorated for the whole community to enjoy. Start the holiday season by visiting this historic site. And finish the month of November by visiting our website to see more stories, podcasts, and videos. We're located at nowdecatur.com.
It was a dark and stormy night in much of the South. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It sounded like that in Huntsville, Alabama, as a storm system rolled across the South and is still moving through Florida and Georgia.
We've got over 300,000 people right now under some sort of warning.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean.
Over 100 reports in total of severe weather, including tornadoes, large hail, damaging winds.
And there is damage from Louisiana to Mississippi to Alabama. The House will vote today on a bill to force railroad unions that rejected a tentative contract agreement to accept it to avert a strike possibly next week. Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports that would hit the economy hard.
Brian Dodge, president of the Retail Industry Leaders Association, says a strike would cost the economy, impact inflation, and damage supply chains.
Strain on the global supply chain has been a major contributor to inflation, and you don't need a PhD in economics to know how a rail shutdown would exacerbate these pressures.
The Senate's passed a bill to protect the right to same-sex marriage. Democrats feared it could be in jeopardy like abortion. 12 Republicans joined them voting yes, including Senator Rob Portman.
This is about families who want to be sure they can have peace of mind, to know that there won't be a change in a Supreme Court case that would devastate their lives.
House approval is likely next. Another conviction stemming from last year's Capitol riot. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and another associate found guilty of seditious conspiracy, accused of a plot to try to thwart President Biden's election certification. Three others convicted of obstruction. A cop killer was killed in Missouri.
Kevin Johnson was given a lethal dose of pentobarbital on Missouri's death row for the 2005 murder of suburban St. Louis police officer Bill McEntee.
Fox's Jack Callahan. Johnson did not have any last words before the injection, but a spiritual advisor by his side said the killer apologized to his and McEntee's family. America's listening to Fox News.
We conquer cancer. For the mom-to-be who is out of treatment options. For the doctor who has a brilliant idea but needs research funding. For the people who faced cancer head-on and climbed incredible heights while they were with us. For the children who celebrate the end of chemo. We conquer cancer for all who have been touched by it. Conquer Cancer accelerates breakthroughs in research and care for every cancer, every patient, everywhere. Join us at conquer.org.
Smith & Wesson is committed to empowering Americans, no matter what. With inflation hitting everywhere, we've decided to make a change. Now, you can buy a Smith & Wesson Shield Plus, our most popular concealed carry firearm, at an all-new low price, $100 off MSRP. We're absorbing the costs and passing along the savings to you, so you don't have to compromise on personal security. Visit smithandwesson.com to find a Shield Plus near you. Smith & Wesson. Always expect the best.
It'll begin to look a lot like Christmas today in Washington and New York City, where the famed Rockefeller tree will be lit up this evening. In D.C., they'll flip the switch to light the national Christmas tree. And President Biden will be there the day after he took a trip to Michigan.
The rest of the world views the United States as better positioned than any other nation, any other major nation in the world, to lead the world economy in the 21st century.
At SK Siltron's plant in Bay City, Michigan, President Biden forcefully said America will take back its role as an innovator in microchip technology. But some years ago, he said, the industry got hollowed out. He said, it's time for America to be the source again.
We're going to be the supply chain. The difference is going to be we're going to make that supply chain available to the rest of the world, but we're not going to be held hostage anymore.
The president wants to continue his policies, but has not fully committed to a run for a second term, but hopes pushing policy victories will convince voters he should continue in the White House. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The president's been calling on Congress to pass stricter gun laws. There has been a surge in gun deaths.
A new study published in the Journal of American Medical Association Network Open shows gun deaths among women has been growing faster than that of men. The highest homicide gun death rates continue to be in young black men at 142 per 100,000 for those in their early 20s. The highest gun suicide death rates are in white men in their early 80s.
That's Fox's Rich Denison on Wall Street. Stock futures up slightly. There are four more World Cup games today, the day after the U.S. beat Iran 1-0 to advance to the round of 16.
Ahead of the game, activism over protests in Iran for women's rights overshadowed the lineup. In game one, Iran's players refused to sing the national anthem. The players tonight singing along. Had they not, their families had reportedly been threatened with torture and violence.
Fox's Alex Hogan at the World Cup in Qatar, the next game for the U.S. Saturday versus the Netherlands. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's Fuego Fridays, a radio show hosted by me, Dr. Z, every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WSOY. I'm bringing the heat, highlighting local community members, unlikely entrepreneurs, and culinary experiences in Central Illinois. Join me and my surprise co-host as we engage in intentional conversations around culture, food, fun, and social activities impacting our community. Make your Friday a Fuego Friday. Every Friday at 5 p.m., WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, or online at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning. Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Today's sunny with a high of 36. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 21. For Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 40. And Friday, mostly cloudy and windy with a high near 54. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is just 25 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Byers & Company. We have news, the latest news, on the council mayoral race here in Decatur. We'll check in with Clay from the Decatur Park District. Our friends from Millikan University will be with us. And we have tickets to give away for Vespers next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Pick up my trash cans out of the neighbor's yard before I came to work.
Hope you washed your hands.
I did.
Okay, it's just one of those things I think people forget to do. You know, you're on your way out.
Got to pick up the garbage cans, then get in your car.
I got the wipes.
Ah, yep. Very good. Wipes weren't frozen. It is cold out there. Windy like yesterday, but much lower temperatures, about 28 right now, as my car read on the way into the studios. And the wind's not going anywhere, but we don't have it nearly as bad as our neighbors to the south, who are just going through all kinds of incredible bad weather. So always look on the bright side. Good morning and welcome. We have a lot to get to here today on this hump day. And we really do have a whole bunch, including tickets to give away for Vespers this weekend. You ready to go?
Yeah, well, Vespers is great. 60-plus years. I think this is 63.
Is that right? Yeah. It sounds about, I don't know. I thought it was older than that, but it could be, right?
Yeah. Well, RJ said 63rd consecutive year, so I'm wondering if they're... You know, maybe there was a year off and...
Well, did they have it? I think...
I mean, I'm meaning on the front end. Maybe they went 10 years, took a year off.
And, I got you. They also had, you know, COVID to deal with, you know, during the middle of all that. Over 200 musicians. It's going to be Saturday, December 3rd and Sunday, December 4th. And believe it or not, that's this weekend, folks. We are in the month of December starting tomorrow, actually midnight tonight. So very cool. We'll be giving those away a little bit later in the program. And we'll have some folks from Millican in. Rocky's going to join us from Workforce Investment Solutions. Tanya will be in a little later from Crossing Healthcare. But it is cold and windy out there this morning. These streets in downtown kind of operate like wind tunnels.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they're narrow, taller buildings, you know, on either side. And I got out of the car and I was like, oh, God.
A little crisp.
Mm-hmm. And my fob is not working.
That's an expensive problem.
How expensive?
Hundreds.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's hundreds.
It happened to me a couple of weeks ago. You know, I was at the thing where we did the flagpole thing, and I went to leave, and my car wouldn't unlock.
Oh, no.
And I had Lindsay bring my spare fob. And it didn't seem to work either, but there's like a key inside the fob, you know, and then I got it unlocked and then it worked perfectly, you know, for a couple of weeks. And is it something I'm pushing, you know, something I'm inadvertently doing?
Maybe. Or maybe the battery's trying to die.
But why would the other fob not work?
I mean, they probably were the same time they put it.
Yes, but if you haven't used the other one, like the one is just like in storage.
Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot to use them anyway. So
you're saying it's more of a time thing, not a usage thing on the battery life.
Yeah, headlights are similar in some ways.
Okay.
Hopefully you're lucky like that. Otherwise you're...
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, you could
otherwise,
have some
I'm going to be standing out there on some very cold mornings, like trying to like get that little key thing to drop out, then figure out how in the hell to put it in, and then what magically unlocks.
Right. Then it all of a sudden magically works.
I don't get it. It's technology. You would think that would be something that today would come down in price a little bit.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it goes the opposite direction. I think I've told you that I had a MacBook that was a few years old that the video was jacking up in it. So I took it in for repair. They said, yeah, you're going to need a new video card. I said, cool. They said, but the problem is the video card's connected to the motherboard. All right, fine.
It's
4 years old, whatever. He goes, that'll be like $2,100. I said, a new one's $1,800.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, well, it goes up in price. I said, that doesn't make sense. He goes, there's less of them. That's why they're more expensive.
Well, no, I get that, but you wouldn't think
dated technology.
Well, batteries, you know, wouldn't seem to be that way, would they?
No. So it's like you get to the point where the price is so absurd that you're like, nope, I'll get a new car.
I'll just buy a new car.
That laptop became a paperweight that day.
Okay. Well, I don't blame you at all. It didn't make any sense, at all. Well, we'll see. I'll take it out and have it looked at.
Who in their right mind would walk in and go, you know what? I'll pay more for 4 years ago's technology.
Yeah. You fix this 4 year old technology and I'll pay you more than brand new technology.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. All right. Well, good morning and welcome. And a lot to get to here today. We do have the latest. There still are a few days. I think, what is it, Monday is the deadline to file for city council or the mayoral race. And I was reading Brendan Moore's piece in the Herald and Review yesterday. There are three mayoral candidates and four candidates vying for three city council seats as of the deadline. Or the opening deadline on Monday.
Oh, wow. So the mayor is not unopposed.
No, there is Abir Mutan, and Mary Williams. And I did a Google search, and not that there's a Google search, not that that declares someone fit for candidacy, but you're just trying to figure out, like, okay, I don't even know who these people are.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sure.
And that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
But it is like literally nothing.
Just regular citizens.
Like they're, well, I know more like they're in the witness relocation program.
Wow.
And then I thought, well, how odd is that? Maybe anybody's name, you know, you put in there. So I put Nick Smith's name into the Google search.
Oh, man.
That's so weird. Are you worried about something?
No, there's okay. Just a lot of people. I mean, it's a pretty common name.
No, but I put in the name and Decatur, Illinois. I mean, I didn't like do a global search on any of these folks. I just, you know, yeah. I'm just curious. Okay, what do you do? What are you involved in? Where are you coming from? You know, right. Just out of curiosity. You know, you go from like, all right, I don't know, to I'm going to be mayor.
Right. Yeah, it helps to have some familiarity.
It's not, maybe not necessary, you know, at the very beginning, but you would think that it would be helpful that you are, you know, so according to the, I mean, this was the description in the Herald and Review. A beer, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. A-B-E-E-R. I mean, I would say, hey, how about a beer?
Yeah, maybe.
But evidently a regular presence at city council meetings, who is a frequent critic of Moore Wolf and other council members, filed to run. Mary Williams, a preacher at Water Street Mission Homeless Shelter, filed petitions on Monday. Neither have held elected office before. So the council members that we were fairly sure of were the ones that were actually there. Dennis Cooper, Lisa Gregory, Pat McDaniel, and Carl Coleman. Those are the names that we knew kind of going into it. And like I said, you got all the way till next Monday. Who knows what it will look like there.
Right. So that's two incumbents looking for re-election. One former city council member,
one new member, yes, okay. Or one new candidate.
Fighting for three spots, four for three.
Yes, four for three, and then three for one as of now.
All right.
So I just thought, okay, well, I'll type in the names and Decatur, Illinois, mm-hmm. and you'll get Facebook, you'll get something, yeah. Right? And not really. It's pretty interesting. In fact, it only took me one page of Google to get to Rachel Moran, the Community Foundation of Macon County. Not even her name, but close enough.
Hmm. Wow. Okay.
That's pretty invisible.
Yeah. You know, hopefully we'll get to learn about these people and the people that aren't familiar with the current council members and former council member and the three citizens that have not had office here. Hopefully we'll get to learn. And of course, the mayor and the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
It is strange, though. Like, you know, and Mary Williams, I Googled, and I got a Facebook page that doesn't match up. It doesn't match up with here in Decatur. I got a, you know, address and phone number. You know, you get those things that are trying to tell you where people are. Ancestors of, browse items. I mean, it's like invisible.
Yeah.
You want to know what comes up with your name?
No.
Okay. Why?
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, because, you know, you're here. You're local. I mean, you know, the first page is Nick Smith, St. Teresa High School, faculty and staff. That's number one. Very cool to be co-hosting with Nick from the Door 4 Brewing Company, something to do with the Eric Lee Show. There was a Nick Smith and Kevin Bahaney talking about, Blue Rock or something. It looks like the old studios. There's the Teacher of the Month video. We knew him when Nick Smith designs his way to, you know, and then board members of the United Way. So you're here.
Mm-hmm.
I can find you.
I exist.
You're actually a person.
That's funny.
What do you think gets into, like, you know, when someone decides to do something as heady as, like, you know, and I think the mayor, even though she is just one vote of the seven members of the council, that office is elevated more, meaning the responsibilities are larger. Mm-hmm. What do you think makes someone just go, yeah, I'll just run for mayor?
Probably, I mean, we know several mayors, but we're good friends with Julie and Paul.
Yeah.
And the reasons they run are probably, I would think similar, if not the opposite, as these other two people. I want to make a difference. I care about this place. I think I can do it.
People are twisting your arm. Yeah. People are saying you should run.
Yeah. And then on the flip side, you know, in the Herald Review, a beer, it sounds like, is opposition of Julie or has not really.
Oh, the council, whatever. Yeah.
And so he probably was like,
she, not a he, but anyway, oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Hey, I don't agree with this. I think this, we should go down a different path. And you know what? I can't just keep complaining about it. I'm going to get in and do it.
Okay.
Even if throw feasibility to the wayside, you got to start somewhere. If you believe enough in it and you think you can do it, you got to put your name on the thing.
Okay. Here's the thing that Brendan Moore had in his piece that's interesting to me, because the bar is so low to run.
Mm-hmm.
85 signatures. And they submitted, Motan and Williams submitted 95 and 89 signatures. That means your wiggle room is six signatures to be knocked off the ballot if they're not accurate.
Sounds like wiggle. It sounds like newbie stuff, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, how hard is it to get 89 people in a city of
not hard. Who's to say they couldn't have got 8,900?
Well, why would you not get enough to, I mean, leave it up to chance of only being five away or four away from being disqualified?
Newbie stuff. They tell you to get 85. Here's my 85. What's the problem? You know, but you know,
it's not newbie stuff. If you're thinking about, I mean, it's newbie stuff. Maybe if you're not paying attention at all, you're not voting, you're not doing anything. But when you make the decision to run for mayor, don't you have to cover these bases? I mean, I get newbie, but anybody that tells you, oh, you know, people can challenge those signatures, or they may not live inside the limits just because you asked somebody, they may not have been truthful with you. You can't trust that. You need 85. I'll get 89. I'll eke it four over and turn it in. That seems like not trying hard.
I think that's an unfair assumption.
Well,
but
what is unfair about it?
Because I think that
Julie Moore turned 160.
She's also had experience, knows the ins and outs.
I've never run for office, right. But I know you need to, you can't eke in with four more than is required and not expect it to be challenged.
I don't think it's as obvious as you're making it. To most, honestly, I mean, here's the number, here's my form, filled out exactly as asked.
Okay,
here's
but
my
how
signatures.
Do you know when you ask people to sign it, whether they're being truthful or not about whether they live in?
I'm not arguing with you that it would not be wise to, you know, if it were me, I probably would have walked in there with 170.
Okay, here's the.
That's what I would have tried to do.
What Brendan Moore said in the Herald Review about this. Candidates typically try to get around double the number of signatures in order to cushion against potential challenges. I mean,
the number I just put.
Is that.
Okay. And that's what I would have just done, like, cause I'm nervous Nelly, but if I turned in 85, I'd probably feel like I'm good to go.
Okay. And isn't that really, when you say newbie, if you really want to lead this city, isn't it on you to do all the things that you need to do investigation wise, question wise? I mean, you want to have the highest office of any civilian in the city of Decatur.
Yeah.
Isn't there some expectation that you have to, whether you're new to the game or not, learn how it works?
I would agree with that. I think this being the first step, and we've heard over the years at different offices at different levels, all the way up to national, of clerical errors, people being disqualified because they didn't turn the paperwork in properly or at the right. So I don't hold the same sort. I hope their signatures count. They probably should have done more.
I'm just curious, you know, and if people are serious, I will give them all the serious consideration that they deserve. But there's been too many people over the years that do this stuff on a lark. But I have no idea.
Right.
And a lot of them that do it on a lark are mad about X, Y, or Z, or they show up and they're, you know, mad about this, or they're one position sort of like candidates about, I'm still mad about that Lincoln Park school thing. Well, what's that have to do with the council? It doesn't matter. You know, there's a lot of that in this.
Yeah, no question. And you know, I don't know anything about these people at all. I've just heard their names for the first time. I, you know, we know our mayor, we know what she's capable of. let's hope that these are two good candidates that that bring platforms that we learn about. And if they're on a lark, then they won't matter when the time comes anyway.
Okay.
And yes, they probably should have done a little more, but if they're listening today, they'll go, oh, you know what? I better, next time that something's due, I need to look and see what's really due.
I guess you would like to think that. I doubt, just, and I'm basing this just on dealing with a lot of this over the years. When candidates come out of nowhere, by and large, for the most part, they are candidates on a lark.
You're probably
by and large.
Right.
Doesn't mean these are, but over the years, that is normally the case.
Yeah.
We had a guy who ran for everything. And you know, he would complain that nobody covered his announcement, but he didn't tell anybody he was having the announcement. You know,
supposed to be
decided at the break room at Walmart that he was going to be X, Y, or Z, and then, you know, thought he was Elvis. I mean, evidently, like, if he shows up at the Civic Center at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, everybody's going to know.
Right.
But they don't, it's not like they learn. I mean, he was mad that nobody showed up to cover his.
And he never adjusted. He never, like, read the, what was going on after. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Just complained that the media was just in bed with the establishment when he never told anyone in the media he was having a press conference.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be very serious.
No. And then he went on a whole spree about how I was a hate monger and all this stuff. And now he's in jail for molesting kids.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So this is sometimes the kind of stuff you get in the outlier politics.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't mean these two. Don't know. Give them all the bit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. Although I got to say, you only turn in 85 signatures. You're really pushing your luck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 89 is pushing your luck.
Because you talk to, you probably don't have 89 close friends.
Yeah, you have to make an effort.
So you're counting on people being honest with you when you're walking around with a clipboard.
Yeah.
You live in the city limits? Yeah, I think so. You know, this is also when, like, you get people to sign that don't vote. They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm in Long Creek Township. Sorry about that.
My bad.
Thought I was. Decatur Schools. You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I don't know about Carl Cohn. He worked for us for a few minutes back in the day with an internship through some things, and now he works for Senator Turner. He's on the county board. Is he the head of the Macon County Democratic? Is he the chairman of the Democratic Party here in Macon County, I believe?
I don't know.
If I'm not mistaken. So he's a young man who has some experience.
Mm-hmm. Certainly in and around the political apparatus, you know, the whatever that climate is here, that the machine of it should know how to navigate, should understand elections and all of that.
Yeah, you would think would have at least that leg up on newbies to the council race, meaning he knows how the system works.
Yeah.
Good or bad. All right, we'll see. You got till Monday. And generally, if people are serious, they're filing early. I mean, doesn't mean somebody can't limp in, you know, at the end here, but generally, you know, that filing, you know, date, you know, most people who are serious about running file. It's a declarative thing. If you're first in line, you get first on the ballot. I mean, it is, once again, what you know, what you don't know.
On that point, didn't I hear that there's like a lottery for who will be first on the ballot? Is it?
I think if they're all there at the same time.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's by order of how you turn in your petitions. And I don't know. Maybe they have, but that was something from Josh Tanner. I don't remember. I mean, I remember what you're saying, but I don't remember exactly what that was.
Yeah.
I'll look that up. Anyway, That's what it's looking like right now. And, you know, are you for, I mean, some people get excited when there's like 13 people on the ballot.
Here's what I would be excited about. And I think Julie even said this as mayor. I get excited about for good candidates. I want two or more. I do. Even if one is doing a really good job, I want to hear what am I missing?
So if you have somebody that's doing a really good job that you are ultra impressed with, you want somebody to run against them.
I want if they care. I mean, I don't want just opposite.
Yeah, but you don't get to choose that. I mean, that's up to the individual that makes the decision.
No, I'm saying my
Yeah, but that's not the way it works.
No, you asked me what I want.
No, I meant, is it better? Some people think having a large number of candidates, there's four seats or three seats and there's 13 candidates.
No.
Some people think that's the ultimate sort of democracy, that there's plenty of choice and everybody there.
I want good choice.
Okay.
So I do want plurality, but I, it, seven,
your
17.
Your definition of good choice. Yeah. See, everybody's got their own definition of that.
I don't mean good choice as in I like what they're saying, as in they're serious, they're measured, they care. Yeah. Just the criteria of there's, how about this, serious candidates.
Okay, and I would say to you, when we have those ballots where there's 13 candidates, good luck finding three of them that are that. For the most part.
Oh, I'm sure.
They think they are, because they're running on a platform of legalizing heroin, and they think it's a great idea. They don't understand why anybody would be against it.
That's not,
they think they are.
I know. Yeah, I'm saying, like, if you, you know, yeah, that's about it. Yeah, and I can't get this done in 2 seconds.
No, you can't. We only have 15 seconds. So, but here's the deal. We'll know more, you know, 5 o'clock Monday, whatever, you know, when it's done. Is this going to be it? And this is going to be it. They're all welcome. And I don't mean anything negative towards anybody. I just, these other two, never heard of, can't find anything about them. We'll be back with more right after news. Don't go anywhere.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. The Decatur Leadership Institute will hold a graduate luncheon at Richland next Thursday at 11:30. The luncheon will be in the Schilling Center on campus for the students and their families. Tickets are $25 per person. Tomorrow, the same students will be presenting projects at Doherty's Pub. Illinois will be holding an online auction of unclaimed property next week. More than 400 items will be auctioned off starting on Monday. They include Disney and Michael Jordan collectibles, jewelry, coins, silverware, and more. You can preview all the items that will be up for bid at ibid.illinois.gov. Click on storefronts to find the auction page and view upcoming sale items. And don't forget, the deadline to renew driver's licenses, learner's permits, and photo IDs is tomorrow. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The Oath Keepers militia leader Stuart Rhodes and a militia member are both convicted of seditious conspiracy in connection with the 2021 Capitol riot.
During trial, prosecutors highlighted text messages showing Rhodes had wanted then-President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act, but had told members he was prepared for a civil war or rebellion in either case to stop the transfer of presidential power.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The three other defendants were convicted on other charges. It's been a stormy night in parts of the South, a tornado outbreak with homes damaged in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama.
The storm system that brought over 24 reports of tornadoes now moving over parts of the eastern Gulf Coast and the southeast. There is still the risk for severe storms with hail, strong winds, heavy rain, and a few tornadoes, but the energy isn't as intense as it was yesterday and overnight.
Fox meteorologist Janet Steen, no major injuries are reported. Parts of the southeast could end up with 1 to 3 inches of rain by the end of today. America's listening to Fox News.
Ready to purchase that smooth ride? You got it at Staley Credit Union. You want to move forward with a new car, truck, or SUV. But first, you need some cash. Staley Credit Union offers lower interest auto loans that get you in the driver's seat. And if a motorcycle, ATV, or boat is more your speed, we have loans for those too. At Staley Credit Union, you got it. Learn more at staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 36. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 21. For Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 40. And Friday, mostly cloudy and windy with a high near 54. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 25 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:32. And this look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union. Ready to bank better? Bank Staley Credit Union.
Listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you
got the Jingle Box giveaway presented by Hickory Point Bank Invested underway. You can get right now to Nauticator.com and sign up, as many, many, many people have the first 24 hours of this. We're doing daily $25 winners, weekly $500 winners for the next 3 weeks. So giving away around $2,000 in Visa gift cards just for the holidays. Hey, you want to help fill up your tank or put it towards just lunch? Buy a Christmas gift, buy yourself something. Have at it. Free of charge. No strings attached. Good stuff. It's interesting, over the years, there are a number of, I had a text about one of these candidates. And I'll keep it anonymous, because there's no reason not to be, but please don't put her on your show. I feel sorry for her. She will only embarrass herself. That's not, you know, that is not the way it works. You throw your hat in the ring. First of all, we have legal requirements. If we have two candidates on, we have to offer the third, and then that's up to them whether or not they want to come in or not. But if they come in, I mean, they've thrown their hat in the ring.
Right. They are who they are.
That's not my job now to worry about them looking stupid.
There's a lot of politicians out there embarrassing themselves every day and getting reelected.
But my point is, though, but you get into this sometimes, yeah, particularly with local elections. Yeah. It's not so much when you're taking, you know, like into account a state rep seat or congressional, sure, seat, but when you get into school board, you get into council, you get into the, you know, even sometimes the county offices. And, you know, I remember somebody getting really mad at me about an interview I did with somebody who came in, who wanted to come in, who was running for something, and they were old friends and they didn't think this person was, you know, right in the noggin anymore, whatever. And I'm like, dude, that's not, I mean, that's not on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've thrown your hat in the ring. You're running for public office. You don't have to come in and do the interview. And there's been candidates over the years that don't, you know, but we're going to not offer to you because we think you'll look, yeah, that's not up to us. Mm-mm.
No, the vetting happens at the ballot box.
People need to know, but don't you? I mean, if you don't know anything about people, like, I mean, if they have no, I mean, you know, if you Google and cannot find them.
Yeah.
It would be irresponsible to not have them on.
Exactly right.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need to know these people. I hope out, you know, like I said, I hope we have good candidates on the slate.
Absolutely.
We need to learn.
Yeah.
And if they're bad, we need to find that out too.
That's exactly right.
That's the important part.
It's not about sparing their feelings. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that decided to get in this.
Right.
And we're not treating them any different than anybody else. And treat the guy who was the break room guy who did all the craziness, anything else other than I can tell right away. I mean, you know, you just have those, you meet people and you just, everything is like just red flag, red flag, red flag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he ran out of, anyway, but we've got a history of that. I'm sure they do everywhere. I mean, this can't be unique to Decatur. These local offices and you get all, well, wasn't the pay the damn rent guy, you know, in New York. I mean, you get this stuff.
Yep. It's too high.
Rent's too damn high. So,
that guy's awesome.
And then I have to constantly gut check myself, mm-hmm, because you just get used to sort of feeling like you have a sense of this fringe kind of thing. And you got to be careful that you don't just assume that's who somebody is until you know.
Right.
But it's not my choice about whether they, you know, get in public and embarrass themselves. Throw your hat in. You're running for mayor. And if you want to get people to vote for you, name ID matters. And if people don't know you or no one knows you, then you got to do the things you got to do to get known.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have genuine ideas or you think they're doing it the wrong way, tell us your platform. What are you going to do differently? And how? Because sometimes people can't answer that question.
Right.
That's the most common, I think, mm-hmm, is that, oh, if I'm mayor, you're one vote.
Well, it's the way the politics is sold to us as voters, is that if I'm elected, I'll end poverty. And you're like, well, I want you to end poverty. You got my vote. And then there's no way you could end poverty. Like,
but because that's the media's job to ask how.
Right. And without the job experience or the context or even reality,
yes,
it's impossible to just go in
or
there. And
I'm running for council to fix the schools.
Right. It's like, well, that's just vague.
Yeah. We had that the last go round, mm-hmm, during COVID.
Yeah. And so I think a lot of the new people think that, you know, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to shake it up and I'm going to do those things. And you realize.
But they don't take any time at all to actually understand the form of government we have and how it actually operates and works. And that's what I mean with non-serious candidates. It's what I'm talking about with the 85 signatures. I mean, you've got to do some homework. Mm-hmm. It's incumbent upon you to do that if you're expecting people to vote for you to be in a position of responsibility.
Sure.
That little extra. I mean, you got to at least know what you can and can't do.
Right. Yeah.
Bill Faber quit because he constantly was at odds with the other six people and couldn't get anybody else to follow his agenda. And that's okay. He was honest to who he is and to his core. But he promised people a lot of stuff running that he knew he couldn't do unless he had three other votes.
Yeah, that's someone with understanding of of the mechanism.
Right. So just take it seriously. You don't have to agree with me. I don't have to agree with you. It's got nothing to do with it. It's about taking it seriously and understanding what the job is. And maybe these will. I mean, I no idea. I completely give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But when you throw your hat in the ring, you're in the ring. We don't have special exceptions for like, oh, well, we won't let that person embarrass themselves because, well, no, if they're on the ballot, they're on the ballot. And people have a right to know one way or the other or right down the middle or whatever it is who they are. Now, that doesn't mean their family or digging into their, I mean, you know, that, but hey, you're running. You put your name in. All right. Vespers tickets to give away. Trying to see.
I was reading that.
Of course, we're all over. This is like the Wednesday before the Friday.
Right. I was reading that one of the days is not going to be filmed. So they're going to.
They're not. Yeah, they're not.
They're cranking the lights, doing the lighting like in a special way that would. They're altering the lighting on the non-televised or filmed.
They're not altering it. They're just doing it the same way they do all the other shows.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
The one that was taped to be televised later.
A little neutered.
It had to be, the lights had to be higher for them to be able to get good video quality. So the basically what they're doing is that final performance or whatever one it was that was televised is not going to be. And so they're able to do the lights the way they do the other
shows. Proper light, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of how to say that out loud. I was stepping on it.
That's okay. I was told that last week. So I've got tickets for... Let's see here. Saturday evening at 7:30. Saturday. I have tickets for Sunday at 2 p.m. And I have tickets for Sunday at 7:30. So we got the evening shows Saturday and Sunday and the matinee on Sunday.
Nice.
To give away a little bit later in the program. Okay. And if you haven't been, I don't think there's a bad seat in the house. Mm-mm. I really don't for this. It's so interactive. If you haven't been, I'm just jealous. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. And I'm jealous in a good way, meaning I am so envious of people who have the chance to experience things for the first time.
Right.
Because once you have, you can't go back and have the first experience.
No. Because you're playing the guessing game, you're anticipating, you're on it, you're waiting for the surprises because you know there are surprises.
It's just the whole thing. I mean, you know, you get it for the first time once. And so maybe that's what we should do is just give these only to people who have never been before.
That'd be cool.
Of course, you have to trust them. I mean, they could, you know, people are people. But we're doing as much as we can for our part to initiate newbies.
Yeah.
Because I do think that's the one thing that they need to do, and it's not an unusual thing, but you've relied on an audience that's been going for years and years and years, and as that audience trickles off, meaning by death or attrition or moving to Arizona, whatever, you know, you've got to grow a new audience. Mm-hmm. And it was such a tradition, and with traditions, that's a dangerous thing because the tradition becomes not a tradition because your older audience is now no longer enough to fill it up.
And you might have ended up changing the product to fit the new audience. And even though it's the same name, it's not even the same thing.
Yeah, no, it's the same thing.
This doesn't apply to that.
I just think that, you know, it would be great to start new generations of people, you know, going to see it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I look around when I go, and it's an older audience. Now, it doesn't mean there's not families and everything else, but in general.
Yeah.
And here's one thing. In all the times, and I've probably, I don't know, been to Vespers 20 times, something like that. And it's always a great experience. One time we had two ladies sitting a row or two rows behind us a little to the right, and they talked the entire show. Entire show. You know that, like, where you're situationally unaware of the volume of your own voice or the fact that you're in this little bubble, you think. And I mean, the mean mugging that was going on, you know, I mean, everybody was mean Joe Green in the audience.
They're lucky there's no popcorn.
It just bounced off. I mean, or they didn't bounce off. They didn't even know it was there. And they just talk. And the acoustics in there are so wonderful, except when somebody's talking.
Right.
That was the only time, and it maybe 20 times of being there.
Should have got him the hook.
Yeah, but it's like, you don't want to be the one that gets get up and go complain.
And then 30 seconds later, they're removed. They know nobody else.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just, how can you not know yourself?
Yeah.
Like, they were there for a private show. Siskel and Ebert doing the commentary the entire performance.
It's the worst.
Don't do that.
That's the worst.
Why do you think people do that?
They're just happy to be with their other person and doing their own thing. They're not really thinking about
anybody.
Yeah,
but how can you sit in a crowd with 1,000 people and feel like you're alone? You got somebody right to the left of you, somebody right to the right of you, somebody right in front of you, somebody right behind you. You got 1,000 people surrounding you.
I don't know. People get comfortable. It happens everywhere.
It wasn't like the lady reading the lines back to the husband who can't hear. You know, it wasn't like that.
It wasn't functional.
No, it was just, they were just out
talking
in town.
About salads. How's everybody been?
No, yeah. Just commenting on the whole show. Like they were just, you know, oh, look at that. What do you think about, hey, Marge, look at that. You know, whoa, that's just fantastic. So they were enjoying the show.
Just that, that.
Like it was a private show for the two of them.
Oh, I'm not a fan of that.
Man, it was annoying. But that's the only time. I'm telling you, it's a righteous experience. You will absolutely love it. We'll give those tickets away a little bit later in the program. Big news coming from the Park District today.
Oh.
I got a preview.
I'm sure you did.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to announce it coming up in about 10 minutes.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. This is like an old school thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, brings back memories, but they are distant memories.
Okay, that's a good tease.
Involves Santa. They do Christmas pretty well.
They do.
Mm-hmm. You started to go, oh. Did you have something occur to you?
Well, yeah, because this is what he had teased a couple times. Mm. So I know nothing more than what was said on air, so I'm like, oh. Okay.
Speaking of hearing voices, I read an interesting piece over the weekend, and then Apple kind of fed it to me again, which it seems like, does it seem like they have less, like they're doing more regurgitating than before? Like where you'll see a news story a week ago, and then it comes back into your Apple news feed a week later.
I don't use it enough to
I use it daily. So yeah. It's like, wait a minute. You know, that's a week old. You know, you sold me this last weekend.
Yeah, no, I haven't paid attention to that.
All right. Anyway, as people buy TVs, people get a lot of this stuff for Christmas. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people that cannot hear actors' dialogue on their TV sets. And there was a whole article about how
I saw that.
Filmmakers, you know, not in their arrogance, but in their quest to sort of make this ultimate theater experience for you, they don't, the studios, the production company, they're not sort of figuring out that doesn't necessarily translate to your flat screen TV.
They haven't optimized it to a single, you know, speaker projecting right from the center of the room.
But it's not because the flat TVs, most of the speakers are on the backside of the TV.
And it's bouncing.
And it's bouncing back. Yeah. And so people with a certain hearing range or, you know, they're constantly turning up the volume. The special effects are louder than the dialogue or they're having a hard time understanding the actors. And it's becoming evidently not just people with hearing, but like young people now are literally watching the translation, literally reading it.
I've done that for years.
Have you really?
I watched closed captions 100% of the time.
Why?
because I don't want to miss the things. And I have different setups. I have sound bar. I have TV speakers. I have stereo setup. I have for years. It used to drive Jen crazy. Now she does it on her own.
Man, you indoctrinated her. She was right up front.
Well, the only time it ever sucks there's some apps that they suck. They're like HBOs are too big or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do. Sometimes they will, like if there's a secret killer or something, they'll be like, it'll say the killer's name, what they're saying. Like, oh.
All right. See, I hate this. And in Paramount, for whatever reason, it is like literally turned on. Mm-hmm. You got to turn it off.
Yeah. And they're, little,
I mean, from show tiny. To show.
Yeah. They're tiny on the Paramount app.
Yeah, I
watching
hate the,
Blue Bloods and it's down at the bottom.
Hate the closed caption. But I do have, you know, I bought a nice Bose soundbar, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, the TV, you're not going to get great sound out of that.
No.
You get great, you know, looks good,
mm-hmm.
but you got to have something. You don't need to have all of that. You can go out and for what, $150, get a pretty good soundbar.
Yeah, you can do, yeah.
And a lot of them are Bluetooth or very mm-hmm. little hookup. I mean, yeah, my suggestion would be do that rather than all this other stuff. But I didn't realize this was such a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's catching more steam because now flat screens are the screens.
Yeah.
But it's been that way since they've been out. And I've been reading it. I've even checked in. Am I weird for watching the, you know, but no, it's not unique.
But I didn't realize it was that big a thing.
Yeah.
Why is it the Paramount? Is your closed captioning? Well, you're on all the time, I guess. So
I don't know. The weird thing it's doing now is it's starting episodes at like 3 minutes, 21 seconds.
Really?
Yeah, just starting them all there. So we have to rewind.
That's weird.
See Tom Selleck getting all mad. And we're like, why is he mad? What's happening?
Blue Bloods. But what I don't
know. Baby loves Blue Bloods.
Listen, why not, right?
it's going to
be a Reagan.
It's surprisingly pretty good. I didn't know it was.
Well, yeah, you got like 100 seasons to go back 10, and watch. Yeah. Oh, there's more than that, isn't there?
I think there's 10. Unless we need to scroll down.
I think you need to scroll down. That's just 10 showing up on your screen. But the weird thing about the Paramount app is the closed captioning is turned on every time you open the app.
That's
so like if I watch SEAL Team
mm-hmm.
and then I turn that episode off and watch something else, it's back on again.
Yeah, that app is a little wonky on settings. I have noticed that. Just a little wonky.
And then when you go in, like on a tablet or something, mm-hmm. it's like, and then you click the to turn it off, and then you got to like struggle to X out of that. Like it's like an exact, like
oh,
I need like
yeah,
a
the right spot.
To hit yeah. it to like go away.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. Why would that be the standard
maybe
setting?
Maybe you need to go into your settings.
I've done that.
So you don't have it turned on for your profile?
It's the only app that does that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I got a new iPad and moved everything. It's still the same thing. I mean, it's like, it's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cause it bugs me. Like they give little music notes, eerie music. It's like, okay.
Well, it depends on what kind of closed caption. Some of them are descriptive and some are just the words.
No, this is descriptive.
Yeah. Where they're like whimsical music.
Yes. Okay, come on. Get a sound bar. You can probably get one a pretty good deal on Amazon.
Hey, you can read it and listen
to
it.
What kind of sound bar do you have?
I use the one. I have an Onkyo, and then I have one that's a TCL that goes with the TCL TV.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Those have come way down in price. You can get really good sound quality
now. Yeah, Bose is really good, too.
Yeah. I mean, those used to be... Mm-hmm. Kind of cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
So it's, if you're having struggles, it's not just necessarily your hearing. It's that these directors, some of them, particularly in the movies, you know, they are literally making a movie for you seeing in a theater with all of the sound mm-hmm. and the experience. And that is not translating.
And
to your
three dimensional at that too.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
All
it's
right.
Not designed the same.
Let's do a break here. And when we get back, Clay will be in at the top of the hour from the Park District. A little later today, the folks from Milliken are stopping by. We got our Vespers tickets we'll be giving away. And Jingle Bucks is underway. Go sign up at nowdecatur.com. Trust me when I tell you, you only have to sign up once. That's it. Now, if you got multiple members in your house and you want different names in it, but your one name is your one name.
Right.
And you get in as early as you can because we're giving these away every day and every weekend for the next 3 weeks. So you get in now and you're in for all of those drawings. Mathematically, your odds have increased. Peg was our winner yesterday. We'll announce another winner today. And then heading into the weekend, I guess on Monday morning, we'll announce our first $500 winner.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is. All right. Here's Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 36. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 21. For Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 40. And Friday, mostly cloudy and windy with a high near 54. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 25 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:53. This look at your weather is brought to you by Senior Insurance, a trusted insurance provider for over 40 years. Give Juliet a call at 217-875-0100.
I'm really confused about what open enrollment is.
Oh, my agent Juliet broke this down for me. Open enrollment is the annual election period where individuals can join, switch, or drop a drug plan or Medicare Advantage plan.
Huh. Sounds like I need to meet with Juliet with Senior Insurance.
Call Juliet to help you choose what is right for you. You can reach her at 217-875-0100 at Senior Insurance Quote.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Busey Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at Busey are designed with your goals in mind. Busey Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
This holiday season, give the gift of Heinkel's for you, for your family, for humankind. Be a holiday hero with one of our meat packages featuring a delightful array of our award-winning products like the Tailgater Meat Package, only $40, or the Holiday Hero Package for just $80. And that includes our famous bone-in ham and Hunter's Lettuce Tame the Wild Taste with our custom boneless deer processing. Heinkel's, protein for me, protein for you.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Is 1,000% endorsement for the Heinkel's meat.
I love their box every year. Oh, my goodness.
It's so good.
I got their, I had their Polish the other night.
Yeah.
Not from the box, but from PT's. Oh my goodness. They smoked it.
From where?
PT's ribs down
oh,
here.
Yeah? Oh yeah. Good.
Oh yeah, dude.
So they get Heinkel's?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh my God. I didn't even realize.
I haven't had one of those jalapeno and cheese wieners forever.
They're so good. I like to steam them and then throw them on the grill for a little char at the end.
I like to char them black.
Oh, do you?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What my mom likes.
I love, yeah, that's just unbelievable. I mean, it would be great all by itself, but then it's like you get in and there's that extra special.
Oh, nice.
Jalapeno, that's good stuff.
It is.
Just saying, if you're buying anything for Nick or I.
Yeah, we like Heinkel's.
Can't go wrong with that. No. That is a great gift. 1,000% endorsement on that. Mm-hmm. Clay will be in the studios here in just a couple of minutes. We'll make a big announcement. Let's just say it involves Santa Claus and a childhood memory of mine.
Nice.
And probably a childhood memory of many, many, many people of a certain age.
I kind of feel like I'm having a memory of something. I'm going to write it down.
Okay, you write it down. Nick's got an intuition thing going on.
Because I think I'm having a memory as a kid.
Okay.
But I don't want to spoil in case that's it. And then they'll go, yeah, that's it. Why'd you blow it?
Hang on a second. That's fine. You write it down, jot it down, or put it in the chat, and we'll see if your intuition or your vision you just had in your head matches up with the real thing. It's a little different, but it is a nod to tradition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's something. It's not flushed, but I feel something. This is going to be great.
Later today, I got a great story about how the rules of improv can make your life better. You take the rules that people use in improv and can make you funny, make you more confident, make you better.
Oh, I don't want to hear this.
And then I also read a study yesterday about what causes people to collect things. And I want to know if there's any truth or there any truth rings to this with you, because you are the biggest collector that I personally know.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think of it as a pejorative. I mean, it never occurs to me to be.
Yeah.
But this study suggests that maybe you're very lonely.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, I read this. We'll see if there's any truth to it. All right. We'll be back after news. Don't go anywhere.
This is Brian Barnhart, voice of the Fighting Illini on Decatur's home for Fighting Illini athletics for over 75 years. WSOI Decatur, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. St. Teresa High School held a trophy presentation for their football state champion Bulldogs. Among those in attendance was Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, who had a message for the Dogs and the entire Decatur community. She declared the day as St. Teresa Bulldogs Day and signed an official proclamation in front of all in attendance. The deadline for Milliken's presidential scholarship is tomorrow. The Presidential Scholarship is a prestigious full-tuition scholarship for first-year and transfer students, renewable for up to 4 years. Selection is based on outstanding academic performance and demonstrated leadership. See the full story at nowdecatur.com. If you're going to be outside today, be aware that wind gusts of over 30 miles an hour are possible. That, combined with temperatures in the 30s, may make...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.